Hi, Miser Kings. The problem with these misers is that they will not accept the fact that they are misers. On the contrary, they would declare that they are very, very generous people. To prove this fact, they would quote some examples of their act. They would show the receipt of ₹100 donation made by them towards flood relief fund. If you do some deep research, then we would be able to find out that they were compelled to pay this amount of ₹100 to their granddaughter as part of their school activity. But they will not stop with it. They will take a photo of that receipt and they will share it in all the social media sites like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, WhatsApp, Pinterest, Tumblr and whatnot. In the same way, they would also be the first person to make a contribution of ₹10 for giving farewell to a retired employee in their office. The reason for being the first person is that if somebody else make a contribution of ₹100, then others would also follow that same pattern. That's why he will become the first person to make the donation of ₹10 and they will boast about that. And if somebody asks them that, what is this ₹10 and ₹100, a very meager amount to his stature and status, he would say, no, charity begins at home. Sorry, charity begins at ₹1. So this ₹5, ₹10 and ₹100 are not meager amount. The passion behind that, the intention behind that, that's more important. That's how he will boast about his charitable acts. If one of his relatives comes with a wedding invitation, then that's the best occasion to prove his charitable intention once again. He will go there with all his family members, starting from their grandparents to granddaughters and grandsons, and will stay there from morning till evening, not to have that breakfast, lunch and dinner, that's only a byproduct, to give their blessings to that newlywed couple. That blessing is the best gift they are going to give to them, that's what they would say. All other earthly gifts given by other fellow beings are very, very material gifts. They will prolong their life like that and one day they will give farewell to this earth and they will not be there to witness their cremation, which will be attended by very few people in single numbers, without flowers and even without any intention to shed tears for them. That's the life of miser kings. Bye.